This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. All this week, we've been airing a series of stories called Making an A-plus Teacher. We've heard from academics, from administrators, from union representatives, from parents, teachers, and students. Today, we're going to hear from a teacher in training. She's one of the educators of the future. And she's finding out that nothing prepares you for teaching like teaching. Because no matter how many education courses you take, once you have a classroom of your own, all that academic theory can quickly go out the window.
Hi, hi. How's everybody today? Very happy to be back and see all of your smiling faces.
Meet Christine Dunn. She's a 26-year-old graduate student at Boston University's School of Education. And this semester, she's student taught at the Kennedy Middle School in Waltham.
People assume that teachers' days end at 2:30. For me, it's been like sometimes ending at 2:30 in the morning.
That's because she was teaching four classes of 8th grade English a day while also taking classes of her own two nights a week at BU. Dunn says her education courses have been valuable, but nothing beats classroom experience.
I used to script out everything that I was going to say, but that kind of ended, like, if we had a discussion or something, I'd already, like, scripted out my questions, so I was completely leading them to these answers that, like, I'd predetermined, and I realized you have to trust the kids to think on their own.
Now that she's spent several months student teaching, she also has new skills to apply.
I want to make sure that everyone's eyes are on me when I'm speaking.
Like this no-nonsense approach.
And if you're not, I will have you go back to your seat.
The importance of that kind of disciplined classroom management is something Dunn learned on day one of student teaching.
There were the kids that wanted to test me. They knew I was a student teacher. They knew that they could maybe try and get away with things. And Meredith told me from the beginning, don't let that happen. Put your foot down.
Meredith is Meredith Wilson, Christine Dunn's mentor at the Kennedy School.
You know, she's like, I'm giving you the right to be mean. And with that, I never had a problem.
Wilson has been teaching at the Kennedy School for 6 years, and she says one of the points she stressed to Dunn is the importance of maintaining authority.
She needs to go into her own classroom next year and be able to have those same high expectations so that they can start the first day and go all the way through to June. Otherwise, you'll have a problem in March.
Wilson also coached Dunn to give clear instructions, to think about what she wants her students to learn rather than just what activity to have them do. And to do something known as cold calling.
Be prepared. I will call on anybody if there aren't volunteers for journal today. So be prepared for everybody to share. Okay? Take out...
Wilson explains why she taught Dunn this technique.
What we love about cold calling is the idea behind it is not to get students. The idea is to have everyone answer the question in their head first. That way, everyone's answering the question silently in their mind because they know they could be called on. And so I watched her do that earlier, which was really exciting to see.
Dunn finished her student teaching last week. She has three more courses to take at BU this summer, and in August she'll have her master's degree in teaching. She's already started applying for positions and hopes to have a classroom of her own this fall. And even though she's learned firsthand how rigorous teaching can be, she says it hasn't scared her off.
I found that this year, it's not just a job for me. It's something I'm dreaming about, even when I'm not here, so it's consumed my life. It's been the most challenging year of my life, but absolutely the most wonderful, and I'm so excited to truly have my own classroom.
Our series, Making an A-plus Teacher, continues tomorrow on Morning Edition, when we'll explore whether good teaching can be taught. We want to hear from you about teachers that changed your life. Go to our website, WBUR.org, to share your story, or go to WBUR's Facebook page.